This episode of Breakthrough Success is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Birdie, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And a great skill for all of us to master is ultra learning. What exactly is this skill? That's what we're going to get into in this episode, where we can learn all these different skills that allow us to outpace the competition and really thrive on a personal level. So the guest who joins us today, he is a writer who undertakes interesting self-education projects, such as attempting to learn MIT's 4-year computer science curriculum in just 12 months and learning 4 languages in 1 year. What is the secret behind this? It's ultra learning. And that is the name of his latest book, where he teaches people how to master hard skills, outsmart the competition, and accelerate your career. So our guest who joins us for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Scott Young. Scott, welcome to the show.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Scott, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And I'm looking forward to talking about ultra learning because I feel like for any person, if you want to accelerate, then being able to learn at this ultra level will really give you that big edge. So just for some background, can you talk about how the book Ultra Learning came to be and what were some of the big findings that you had while writing that book?
Yeah. So the idea for the book came from just encountering these people who were doing, you know, pretty incredible things with learning, meaning that they were accomplishing something that involved learning difficult skills or difficult ideas, and often doing it in a shorter period of time or without some of the usual constraints that we expect, such as, you know, going to school for 4 years or spending a lot of money on tuition and tutors and these kinds of things. And so I was very interested in this topic for a long time. And I, as you mentioned, I've done a few projects of my own. And so I wanted to get a book that would sort of bring together some of these really interesting stories so that you can learn from them and apply it in your own life, but also to try to dig into what does it mean to learn things well in the first place? What is going on when you are acquiring skills, when you're learning knowledge? And if you understand that process, then you can make improvements to it. So even if you're not planning on doing something super extreme, you might want to get better at something in your own life. And I think it makes sense to spend at least a little bit of time to figure out what that process is and how you can get better at it.
And I really like that idea of just speeding up the time and thinking about the processes and systems that will allow us to get from point A to point B faster. And I mean, just one of the things, like right away, like reading your bio, like learning MIT's 4-year computer science curriculum in 12 months, learning 4 languages in 1 year. I mean, Scott is doing as he says, like he's telling people like, hey, you could learn this a lot faster without having to go through this like 4-year education process. But it's really a specialized approach. I'm wondering how can we apply this to any skill that we want to master?
Yeah. So as I said, I think the way that I divided most of the book up into is these 9 principles. And these principles are not things that just apply to learning languages or learning programming. They're basically descriptions of how your mind works, how it works when you're actually learning something. And so some of these principles, I think, are actually pretty underappreciated. They're not very well known. And so it's very easy to get in some effort where, you know, you're going to get better at some skill, whether it's programming or public speaking or painting or what have you. And you don't realize that there are these principles at play. And because you don't realize it, you accidentally make missteps that can actually lead to dead ends. So the way I like to phrase it is not so much in terms of, well, you can do this and then it'll shorten your time down to 10% of the normal time, but rather to think about how often we get stuck in life, how often we try to grow our business and it doesn't go anywhere. We try to change careers and we can't, or we think that we want to learn something and it just never goes anywhere. And so my whole goal with this book is to help people get past those dead ends and really get past that feeling of being stuck, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people, they do have dead ends with any big goal, like any, like they have obstacles, they have things that feel like insurmountable. And I feel like that's a big area we should tackle, like in your experience, because we all have this kind of dead end feeling where we feel like we're stuck, we feel like we can't go anywhere. How do we get ourselves unstuck and able to see our goals through the finish line?
Well, yeah, and I think just the attitude of learning is so important here. Just the ability to say to yourself, you know what, if I was able to learn this skill or learn this new subject, I might actually be able to change my life. I think so many of us, our only experiences having, you know, learned something have just been through the things that we've been pushed through. So we, you know, push through some degree and then we're at a job and we learn what's on the job. And sometimes that can straitjacket us because we don't see how, you know what, if I became a really good public speaker, for instance, what could that do for my career? Or if I, you know, branched out and learned a programming language, how that could enhance what I'm doing right now, or maybe even transition to a new career. And so I think if you can understand the learning process and you can see what's really possible for you in that way, then it's a lot easier to see the options for your life start to open up. So instead of just doing the thing that you studied in college or just doing the thing that you have narrow specialized training for, you can really open up to say, hey, maybe I might be able to jump over and do something different, or maybe I'll be able to do something at a different level than I'm doing it right now. And so I think that's very powerful. And I think that the ability to understand how learning works is pivotal to actually making that happen.
And I like how you're telling us to expand a little bit and think beyond what we already know. I mean, for a while, like with me, it's been marketing and creating products and selling, but in college, I opted to go to finance major route. I could have went marketing. That definitely would have helped me a lot more in terms of like GPA and stuff like that, but I chose finance. And one of the things that I really learned how to do there was like create spreadsheets, create these different projections. Like I have a whole spreadsheet based on like how my dividends grow and stuff like that. But that inspired me to create a spreadsheet for my income, for like how many clients am I getting. So now I have all these different spreadsheets for different parts of my business that I would have never thought of if I didn't have that experience. So very similarly, there's this big goal that you have, this big skill you're trying to master. But if you go expand your horizons and you master different skills, the processes and systems you use to master those skills can be carried over to the skill that you have been working so hard to master.
Definitely, definitely.
And I feel like one of the things that people may be thinking is, well, where do I expand? Because I feel like there's so many different options and other people just may not be comfortable with expanding horizons. So what's your suggestion for picking these different skills that can complement the one that you already have?
So that's a really interesting question. And you know what, it's funny because one of the people that I cover in the book is Tristan de Montebello. So Tristan de Montebello and I have known each other for probably about 10 years. We were friends and he had kind of dabbled in a little few different careers. He had done a little bit of web development. He did a little bit of business consulting. He worked at a cashmere sweater startup in Paris for a while. And I remember talking to him about the idea for this book that I wanted to talk about people who took on aggressive self-directed learning projects. And he was saying that, you know, he wanted to do something like that. And we were kind of bandying forth and it kind of came to this exact question of, well, what should you learn? What should you actually do? And so in his case, the funny thing about his story is that he kind of chose it, not really from some concrete analysis of like, this is the one skill that I need to master, but just because he thought, you know what, I've gone through some of the possible options. And I think public speaking would be a pretty good skill. I'd like to be better at public speaking. And the really fascinating thing was, is that through his project, he was very intensive. He was speaking, you know, multiple times a week, sometimes even twice a day for a very intense period of time. He actually went from having fairly little experience, only having given a handful of speeches in his entire life, to being a finalist for the World Championship of Public Speaking, which is an event put on once a year by Toastmasters, where I think it's over 32,000 people a year compete in it, kind of elimination style, and he went to the top 10. And what happened out of that was that not only did he get this, you know, really far in this competition, which is incredible, but it actually totally pivoted his career. So he ended up with the person he was working with during the project, they ended up starting a consulting company to help people with improving their public speaking and landing five-figure clients and totally changed his career trajectory. So when we talk about what skill should you master, I think it's less important which skill you master, but that you spend some time doing this kind of learning or doing this kind of investment in yourself. And so very often there are many, many skills that if you put in the time and effort, you could create a 10x effect for your career, for your business. But the problem isn't that, you know, well, there's so many skills, I don't know which one to choose. The problem is that most of us in our day-to-day life rarely push beyond that. We rarely go outside of our comfort zone and really get good at something new that we can't do at all right now. And so I think what I'm trying to do with this book is not to say that there's one right answer, but to say there's many right answers. And that if you're listening to this right now, you know, maybe that right answer for you is programming. Maybe it's accounting. Maybe it's public speaking. Maybe it's writing. Maybe it's something that, you know, I haven't even thought of before, but it could make a big difference in your life.
So if you're listening to this part of Breakthrough Success and you're thinking, this is really great, I like this whole idea of skills, but you feel like you don't have enough time to devote towards any of these skills, that's what we talk about next. Before we get into that, we first have the Jobber Minute. And some people say that they're not the most tech-savvy people, so how will Jobber help them? Will it require any training? Well, unlike some of the other products on the market, Jobber is very user-friendly regardless of how tech-savvy you are. With any new software, there's always going to be a bit of a learning curve. Fortunately, they have all the tools and support you need to make this process as successful as possible for you. Jobber's success team is available to answer all of your questions and can be reached through their mobile app, emailed through support at getjobber.com, or over the phone at 1-888-721-1115 extension 2. You can also reach them via live chat by clicking the speech bubble on the top right corner of your Jobber screen. Plus, check out Jobber's Help Center for webinars, instructional videos, and other great features. And if you guys want a super special discount to Jobber, make sure you go to getjobber.com/im/breakthrough to claim your discount. All right, let's jump right back into the episode. And I mean, a lot of really great points there. And it's just a skill, like just getting out of the comfort zone. Because if you get out of the comfort zone with just some new skills that you want to pick up, it makes it easier for you to do the things that really move the needle forward for your business. So a friend of mine, Tom Singer, he does stand-up comedy. Now, he's a speaker. He speaks to corporations. That's what he like gets paid to do and stuff. But he does stand-up comedy because it really pushes speakers outside of the comfort zone. Like, if you're a public speaker, like stand-up comedy is a lot different. It's definitely a lot harder than the traditional route of public speaking. That's what I've heard anyway. I personally would never do stand-up comedy. That's just not something that appeases to me. But there are different skills that I do that are different, but do, you know, help you with the skill. Like, you know, I mentioned earlier about the dividends and the spreadsheets. But I'm wondering, Scott, the big thing that I get a lot from Breakthrough Success listeners, from people on my social media feeds, from people all over the places, like all this stuff sounds really amazing, but I don't have the time. So how can we find the time to really hone in on these new skills when, let's say, you have a 9-to-5, you have a family, maybe you're doing a side hustle and these different things. So how do we find the time to just master these different skills?
Absolutely. And, you know, and part of the goal that I had in writing this book was to find some of the most interesting and extreme examples, because I think we often learn more from extreme examples. You mean, you often learn more about how to start a business from Steve Jobs and his success with Apple than you have some guy who's, you know, running a moderately successful restaurant. And I think that it's often useful to use these extreme examples to figure out what are the principles, what are the ingredients that go into being successful at this, even if you're not planning, let's say, to start a huge company. And so for this, what I've really found is important is not to focus so much on, are you spending, you know, 60, 80 hours a week on some big learning project? Because you're right, most people don't have time for that. But rather to ask, what are you doing with each hour you have available? So even if you only have, let's say, 3 hours a week to work on learning something, well, then those are the people that really have to do it efficiently and effectively. Because if you're wasting any of those 3 hours, you're going to run out of, you know, months or years of time where you're not actually making progress. And so the thing that I suggest is that there's three ways to look at applying this kind of philosophy. One way is through bursts. So this can happen when you are switching between projects or even switching between jobs or having a summer off in school, that you have a chunk of time where you have it relatively free and you want to really focus on it for a short period of time. A lot of the projects and people I met have done something like that. The other way that you can do it is to do it part-time. So you can decide, you know what, I'm going to spend X hours per week, and that can be as little as a couple hours per week. It could be as many as, let's say, 10 hours a week that I'm going to devote for working on this project. And it's not going to go as fast as if I was doing 80 hours a week, but you'd be surprised at how far you can go just spending even a couple hours a week learning something new. And then the final thing that I suggest is that we're always learning things all the time. If you're starting a business, you're learning things constantly. If you are in a new job at a new company, you're learning things. If you're starting a grad program, if you have to log professional development hours, there's already a lot of time where you spend figuring things out and learning things. And so I think if you understand the process and principles behind learning, you can optimize those times that you're spending already. So for instance, how many of us, you know, read a business book or listen to a book on Audible and then we forget most of it later? If you can improve your process of how many of those ideas you retain and actually apply, then you're going to become more effective even if you never spend an extra hour outside of what you were already going to do.
And Scott brings a really great distinction, the difference between having knowledge and actually implementing the knowledge, because you can listen to this episode and think, wow, this is really amazing. I'm learning something. I have an extra little tidbit to say at the dinner table. But if you are applying what Scott is saying and you are using that to learn skills more quickly, if you're using that to inspire processes that allow you to outpace the competition, things like that, that's where the power actually is. So for some people, it could be just scaling down on the consumption and apply what you're learning. So there's definitely a lot of different approaches to this. It just comes down to applying what you learn and then looking at your time to figure out where those extra hours are, because I mean, time is relative to all of us. And for like a few people, it's like finding like 3 hours a week may not be that much time in hindsight, but it really compounds over the long run. And for some people, that may be all they have.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think it's very important to invest in improving those processes, those fundamental processes of your life. So, and I think learning is fundamentally one of them. That is a process that underlies a lot of the things that you do. So looking at that process and improving it is going to generate returns for your whole life.
And I know we've been talking about learning because, I mean, learning is something so important for all of us to be doing. And that's why I really love hosting this podcast, because I learned so much by interviewing really awesome people like Scott. But in addition to learning, I am wondering if you can share with us some of the habits that you would say have been really essential for your success.
Yeah. So I think there's been lots of habits that I've been found really helpful that have helped me to make progress on my goals. One of the things that I think has been super important has been having a productivity system. So a productivity system is just some way of organizing all the tasks and things that you have to do so that you're able to focus on the things that are important for you to do right now. So one of the ones that I've been using for a number of years, I call weekly daily goals, and it's very simple. You have a weekly to-do list, where you pull from your calendar, from your projects, from your, you know, list of things that you have to do, from your broader to-do list, all the things that you want to accomplish this week. And then every day you make a separate to-do list of what you want to accomplish that day. And what I find beneficial about this is it allows you to focus in on individual tasks, because very often where we procrastinate, where we get stuck, is because there's too much stuff to do. There's too many important things. And so you just feel anxiety about it and you push it off. Whereas if you only have one thing to do, usually one thing is not that hard to do. And so I've been using this for a number of years and I found it quite successful.
And I mean, just that level of focus is really incredible, because Scott mentions a key point, like people have all these different things to do. They get overwhelmed. They don't do anything. But if you pick one of these really important things to do, and you get that done, you're going to feel better about yourself. It's going to give you momentum to do other things, but you're not getting distracted. You're not getting overwhelmed if you use that system Scott mentioned. So definitely a really awesome tip for us. I'm wondering, for people who want to continue following your work, where are some good places we could go? I know we'll be linking to your book in the show notes for anyone who's interested.
Definitely. So you can go to my website, which is scotthyoung.com. That's scotthyoung.com. And there I have over 1,000 articles about habits, personal development, improvement, and lots of the things that I know that you and your listeners like. as well as a podcast where I have my ideas in audio form. So if you want to listen to them instead of just read, that's also possible. And then I also recommend checking out the book Ultra Learning, where we didn't get a chance to talk about the 9 principles, but there are 9 different concrete ideas that you can apply to improve how you get better at things. And so you can get that book on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on Audible, if you prefer listening to books. Really, wherever you get your books from, you can find it.
Scott, thank you so much for sharing your website with all those free articles and your book, which I would recommend anyone listening to pick up their copy. We'll also throw in a link to schedule free strategy call through markberry.com/strategy if you want to learn about start, grow, make money with your podcast or YouTube channel. Definitely use that link. But once again, Scott, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was such a pleasure having you on Breakthrough Success.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Scott, once again, thank you so much for taking the time to be on Breakthrough Success. Our next episode is going to focus on a business formula for anyone who wants to be successful in business. That's going to be the formula we unveil in the next episode. We have a really great guest for that. And also, you guys may or may not know, but I recently launched a new podcast called Ditch the Job. We just came out with 5 new episodes. It focuses on how people go from their 9-to-5 to being able to ditch their job and grow their own business. So if that sounds like something that you'd be interested in, definitely make sure you guys check that out. It's on all the podcast players. Could be a good thing to listen to in between Breakthrough Success episodes. But anyway, I'm greatly appreciative of you guys listening. What I want you guys to do is to dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today.
This episode of Breakthrough Success was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months over at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough.